child abuse. Who would do that to a kid?
Only an absolute monster would
straight
ever
up do, sicko. Oh. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah. Only consenting adults in a room should be allowed to take that level of precaution, because everybody knows, guys, good news for the baby. Check this out on my screen right here. Good news. Mm. The child abuse continues in America as children as young as 6 months old now are going to be able to get COVID-19 experimental mRNA vaccines.
Praise.
Woo. You know, on a serious note, though, this is actually crazy. I have this on right now, and I wanted us to do this because, that baby had a face mask and this on. And obviously the baby probably doesn't speak English, not because it was an Asian baby. We're not racist here. It was because it's a baby, and babies probably don't speak at all. Mm. But I tried this on because we're talking about child abuse today and the way that America, the West, and everybody has lost their minds and are just sicking their mental illness on the most vulnerable among us. And we put this on. No one even knows who my guest is today, but we put this on, and here we go. I can't even breathe.
But I feel like I'm saving the world a little bit. Like, I want to record myself and put it on social media and then, you know, accept clout. I feel good about it.
Yeah. I got to take this off. This is the big reveal. This is the big reveal.
Oh, yeah.
1 second. I literally cannot breathe. 1 second. All right, guys. If you're the blind viewers, my bad, but also I can't breathe.
To the audio only, this whole bit was wasted.
Yeah, this whole bit was wasted. We had masks on for those of you guys that are in audio only. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. Do you see those 8K graphics right there? That's amazing. I have Jeremy Hambly from The Quartering and Midwestly, who I flew down here on our Blaze private jet, yeah. Caviar, everything, and the confetti. Welcome to Slightly Offensive.
Hey, thank you. It's been a completely professional experience from beginning to end. Everything's been working exactly as you promised. Thank you so much for what a wonderful experience it's been.
Yeah, I'm going to take my gloves off for this one because we're all safe in here. We've all tested. We did a kiss test. Mm-hmm. We did a kiss test in here, and Savannah's smiling because she knows. She got that nice Jeremy Hambly.
Oh, yeah.
So sweaty.
Sweaty, hairy, so smooch.
It's patented. Yeah.
Before we jump into today's show, we got a lot to talk about. And this is actually, it is at the same time serious, but also at the same time just absolutely insane how government agencies, how our institutions have now decided that the new frontier is not Mars. And the new frontier is not solving world hunger or poverty. It's mentally abusing and physically abusing children at a state-enforced level. Mm. This is Sam Hyde, state-enforced homosexuality, but now with children. And I wanted to bring nobody else better to ruin and crash their career than somebody who has a lot to lose.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had a good run, so let's do this. Yeah.
Before we jump into today's show, guys, I got to talk to you about our sponsor today. And this is somebody amazing. As you know here, we've had a very interesting relationship with our coffee companies. There's not a lot of good ones out there, but you know, it's hard to find the right company that also you want to support with your money, but also supports your taste, which is why I want to talk to you about Bag of Coffee. If you haven't heard of this BOC, don't be confused with the rooster. So people think it's Bag of Cocks.
Is it a male rooster?
Yeah. So people think it stands for Bag of Cocks, but it's actually Bag of Coffee. Oh. You can hear the shake and it smells so darn good. Take this real fast. Smell that. Smell that. How good is that?
It smells like freedom?
Yeah, it smells like freedom, guys. If you go to bagofcoffeecompany.com and subscribe, you can get 5% discount. And if you use my coupon code SOB, which doesn't stand for son of a bitch, it stands for slightly offensive backer, you also get another 5% off. So 10% off the best coffee. This is like veteran-owned company. I've met the guy. He's amazing. And I had to check out the beans. They offer ground and whole roast. This is 100% organic. They use free trade. They're 100% ethical business. They're also based out of here in Texas. So you got to support an American company. And these are amazing beans. If you taste this, this will excite you where it matters. And I'm talking about on the tongue. I'm talking about on the tongue. You got to get that rooster on your tongue. And if you haven't had a bag of coffee cocked on your tongue, then you would never have tried this. But anyway, go to bagofcoffeecompany.com and use my code SOB to save up to 10% off when you subscribe. This is the best coffee company in America. I am not joking, hands down. It tastes delicious. It's amazing. Please get yourself a bag of it today. Support them. Support us by supporting them and support your taste buds. Wake up in the morning with Bag of Coffee. Okay, so let's jump into this. So obviously the vaccines are coming out. We all don't know long-term on how they're going to affect adults. This is YouTube, so we can't make any conjecture. But they are going to 6 months old now. They're going to be giving this trial. I want to get into this article from ABC News. Check this out. As nearly 140 million American adults have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Crazy.
That's a big number.
I didn't even know we were that high.
Yeah, that's a big number.
This is like Snoop Dogg in the 1990s high. So
it's very high.
140 million. We inch closer to herd immunity. Remember 15 days to slow the spread? Now we're 140 million in.
Yeah. Yeah, any day
to
now.
Herd immunity.
Yeah, right.
So it says vaccine makers, Pfizer and Moderna, have moved on to the next phase of the fight against the virus. Doesn't this sound dystopian to you? We're moving like, it's like now we're this phase and they just invent it as they go.
Yeah, it's all been part of their diabolical plan. That's how it reads. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, you're not a doctor. But if you were a billionaire, we talked about this in the car, you can't comment on vaccines, and we wouldn't.
No.
Because we're not billionaires.
I don't have that kind of money.
No, I don't have the kind of money to comment on it either.
Yeah.
I wonder how Bill's doing. He's about as trustworthy on vaccines as he seems to be faithful in his marriage, but we'll talk about that later.
Shout out to, what's her name? Melinda. Hey.
Yeah, Melinda Gates.
I'm just saying, you know.
She's single now. I'm not making light of divorce, but hey, if you
shoot your shot,
I want it. Hey, Melinda.
If Savannah can't be the only one, Savannah can't be the only one who gets those hairy lips.
No, I have to. I can't just give them to everybody.
Isn't that so sad when you get to a point in your life where you make a comment about kissing you and the girl's reaction is just. And that's what's sad.
I've never had that happen. What did you see,
Savannah? Did you see Savannah? She went. As if you didn't enjoy it the entire time. We saw you.
We actually kissed with our masks on for full safety, for protection. Okay?
Like Kamala
Harris.
We double wrapped.
Yeah,
for full protection.
Like Kamala Harris kissed her husband recently while wearing a mask. But listen to this. This is absolutely insane. So we're on this next phase. Now, what's the next phase? We couldn't stop at adults. Mm. We couldn't stop at just like 16. It's got to go to basically the place to where you would not want it to go, which is the youngest among us. Listen to this. Children under 18 make up 85 million people in the U.S., about 20% of the population. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, professor of pediatrics, epidemiology, and popular health at Stanford University, told ABC News that getting them vaccinated is a major contribution to reducing the transmission of the virus. And you have this family here who looks like they're being tortured into taking this photo.
It's like that a poor ransom photo. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, baby. Okay. Yeah. All right. It says here that today kids as young as 6 months old are taking part in trials for both companies' vaccines with their parents' consent. Dr. Zenaida Good, a research fellow at Stanford's Cancer Center, enrolled both her sons in Stanford Hospital's Pfizer trial. What kind of parent do you have to literally be to take your child against scientific research and the understandings of the risks that are involved, which I still can't talk about, but just against scientific research and say, you know what? I volunteer my kid as tribute. And then not only do you do that, which is like understandable that a lot of parents suck, but then it's like you not only get praised by like your peers, but the media and the institutions are like, tell the rest of the country, be like that parent.
Well, I mean, let's be honest too, that these trials target a lot of times that there's a monetary exchange to enroll in these type of things.
Oh.
So, I mean, they're also targeting probably people who are financially unstable, which is also kind of evil.
Also, don't forget that having a child is eco-terrorism. So maybe they're actually helping everything.
Yeah. Okay? Let's bring eugenics back into the country. Apparently that's what we're at. We're at that level of fighting the virus. Yeah. Like we're at that level in the pandemic where it's like, you need to check your papers to travel and also eugenics. Like we're there.
Eugenics.
Yeah.
The paper thing is really creepy. And the fact that so many people we don't have to go back a million years in history to have like a very good example of papers, please. We go back like 60 years and people don't see any problem with, do you have that app on your phone that has your medical information? Yeah. Would you like to come in and have a drink and have a burger? Well, you have to disclose your medical information to come in. That's insane to me.
I know. Cause honestly, people don't want to know my medical history. Anyways, I don't even like my own. No. Like the doctor, when he goes, brings that chart up and talks to you about your habits and you go, look, doctor, I know. I'm fully aware.
Yeah.
This is not good. Like I look in the mirror every day and I'm aware of the choices that I make.
Yeah.
I understand. I didn't need a blood test for you to tell me that I need to rethink my life.
Just give me the pill. Yeah. Good. I'm good.
Well, you know, it gets interesting here. We have a video seven here with this little girl who is actually, you know, wearing a mask. People are saying, listen to the children. What are the children saying? Well, apparently which is a quote I haven't heard in a long time, the phrase "I can't breathe." Yeah. Apparently we've forgotten that, like, in a matter of a few months, that people have breathing problems when you restrict their airflow. Not related to anything
that's
important.
That's
yeah, let's go and let's roll video 7.
Okay, go, mommy.
So there's a little girl crying. This is horrible. I'm sorry to the audience.
Yeah, that's for us.
But they say kids are always honest, strikingly honest.
The frustrating thing is that this is like a known fact that they're not even really in a high risk group, and you're like terrorizing this little girl so that you can take her picture and put her on social media and say that you're stunning and brave. Or the school looks like the school buses out there, maybe they require it at school.
Yeah, see, that's the worst part of this video is actually the little girl's mom told her that she wouldn't have to wear her face mask, but then the bus driver forced her to wear it. So that's what this video is it's her crying because the mom's like, why do you have the mask on? And the bus driver forced her to put it on.
You give people a little bit of power and you really see, it's like the same thing with these mask Karens. Pardon me, my voice is a little gravelly.
You're like actually physically ill.
Yeah. But I'm a professional, so I make sure that I'm here. But it's so weird that like people just can't, they can't accept, like you get a little bit of power. There was there's a video of a dude berating a woman in a pregnant woman in a grocery store yesterday. And I'm like, you really thought you were doing something? Like filming that, like berating this woman? Who's that for? You know, I don't understand.
Yeah, and that's what I don't understand too, is that everyone talks about following the science, and this whole time it's been anything but the science. It's actually become follow Bill Gates and like Facebook's pop-up ads.
Yeah.
Like really, they're saying follow the doctors, follow the experts. And what I'm really seeing is like tech companies and billionaires, media personalities, celebrities like Selena Gomez and Jennifer Lopez, I think, are doing like a virtual concert in Canada to like promote teens to get vaccines. And it's like, so everybody that they're telling me to trust, I'm not hearing from. I'm hearing these other people. And when there's a large cultural pressure and a shame culture created to force you to do something, if I look at history, usually that thing that they're shaming you to do is usually bad for you, is bad for society, and usually you probably shouldn't participate in it. And hopefully in the future, you look back and go, damn, I'm glad I wasn't one of those idiots.
Well, I think it's funny that anyone would be surprised that in particular in America, that when you have like cultural elites telling people to do something, I don't care what it is. Like imagine being shocked that people would not want to do that. Like I'm sorry, LeBron James, I know you could put the ball in the hole really good, but I really don't care what you have to say about cultural issues or, you know, my medical choices when you haven't, by the way, also not partook in that.
Oh, LeBron hasn't gotten the vaccine, has he?
He has not. That's been reported today. Yeah, it's curious. I mean, geez.
You know, there's actually a problem. They're saying black people don't want to get the vaccine. It's conservative Christian white people, and black people are nervous. And I don't want it. There's a lack of trust of the medical community in those places. Interesting. That's a real thing. But honestly, this is why. Let me bring this up. I'm sorry to say this, but I'm going to play something for you that, if you've thought about self-deleting, as you say on your channel, if you thought about self-deleting, this will make you finish it. It's this pressure in the culture. I think, what is this video? Video 4. This is going to be a censor nightmare for you, Savannah. And I'm so sorry to our audience. I'm going to just say this is not censored. So this is a lot of F-bombs in it. And so you can always skip past the next like 30 seconds. But look, this is the kind of stuff that I come across and that I ruin Savannah's night with by sending it to her at 2 a.m.
Hey, everybody got a favor to ask.
Have you seen
Shut
this?
Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Save a human life with a menial task. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask. Look at their numbers. Look at our numbers. Shut the fuck up and put on your mask.
And they want to throw God's wonderful breathing system out the door.
Shut the fuck up and put on your mask.
Can we like pause this? Okay. I want to just end the show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you watch this and you go, I'm just not making any more shows. Like, you watch this and you just give up.
It's almost as bad as that Pfizer one. Remember that one?
Oh, the girl in the car?
Yeah. But the hilarious thing is, I bet she wasn't wearing a mask when he recorded those vocals.
Oh, why? Because he had to get air out of his windpipes?
That's weird. He probably wants to kill grandma. He didn't record that part.
Can you guys drop in the comments how many of your grandmas are dead after realizing that man made a song without a mask? How many people died?
Yeah.
How also, too, it's the pretentiousness. Like, these were the people that I miss when they were just like hipsters and they were like boasting because they had vintage loafers from the thrift store. And that's what made them cool, because you wore like modern sneakers and they're like, oh, you're not educated on like real fashion.
Yeah.
I have these grandpa loafers. And that was like, okay, because you're like, okay, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
And that's just like, I'm just trying to live my life. Cool loafers, dude. And then now it's like, but it's become these people are in power. And the sad part is like these, we've given the keys to the insane asylum, to the insane people. And these people, like that guy was like, is like a model citizen in today's world. And now it's like his loafers are now becoming our masks. And his rhetoric is reinforcing state enforced technocracy. And we're sort of stuck having to listen to those things. Like, I've done a lot of drugs in my life and I've drank a lot of alcohol throughout the years of my life. And I swear I lost more brain cells from that. I had one brain cell left and you took it away. Sorry, oops. You took it away.
Damn it, Elijah.
You took it away. You took my one brain cell.
Well, it's so weird because it's like it comes across as like scripted propaganda, but like people are willingly doing it. Like you would think that the government would be producing this stuff, but it's like some dude on TikTok that's like, hey, I know what'll be popular. I'll just be a cog in the machine for the government and make the song shaming people. And this is all because it's a little bit, they're a little bit better than you, they think. And
are they though? Like,
of course not.
What makes them, I want to know from your perspective, because you're a smart guy, why do these people, like, what are they lacking in their lives that makes them feel like they're entitled to think they're better than you, especially because these are the same people pushing the anti-racism, anti-discrimination narrative of like, we're all equal. There's no discrimination. Like, why are you better than me because you're controlled by the state?
Well, I think that they lack any kind of real self-identity. And so then they identify as movements and ideas as opposed to carrying their own. And so it's really easy to just repeat something like, you know, that somebody else. It's like when your identity is your ideology. Like, they don't have any identity, so they attach themselves to, you know, I'm a member of this marginalized community, or, you know, I believe this. So you could see it too in the conservative community too, where people are like, I'm a conservative, that's who I am. Like, it's not, you know, people are more than just their ideology. And so these people, I think they feel an empty void in themselves. That void is their own self-identity and free thought.
You brought up an interesting point though about the right wing intersectionality, where people are like, I'm a blue line flag, MAGA, conservative, Christian, like all these identifiers. And you're like, bro, why don't you just be like Jeremy Hambly? Like, why don't you, hey, what's up, Jeremy? Like,
yeah, right.
When did the identification become by all of these movements? And like, that's actually why I stopped wearing a MAGA hat. You know, one of the main reasons, besides the fact that someone put GHB in my beer at a brewery and like they tried to beat me up in LA for wearing one. And I just like couldn't handle the physical violence for a while. I'm just like, I'm just trying to drink a beer in peace, brother. But on top of that, it was like, literally, I got kind of weirded out by the MAGA cult that developed, where people were like, I breathe MAGA, I'm born MAGA, I am MAGA. And I'm going, bro, you're just like this, you're just sounding just like Antifa or something. Yeah. It's like, I'm anti-fascist, I'm pro-black, I'm BLM, blah, blah, blah. And you're going, bro, the point is to get away from the trap of feeling like you have to be a part of a group and back to the American spirit where you're an American.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Patriotism is one thing that, you know, all these things can go too far, but I think it's always questionable when people identify like that, right? The MAGA cult or the, I don't know, the Bernie bros, right? Like, I'm a Bernie supporter. That's who I am. No. Like, these politicians don't care about you. They never cared about you. And you should probably not idolize them. Same with, you know, bands or movie stars. You should look inward at yourself and your friends and your family, and you'll live a more fulfilled life.
Yeah, and this kind of goes with this. So there are times where I find things that are so weird on the internet. You know those moments? Like, it's actually a lost art because of the algorithms suppressing the good content, where you would just like find things that you had not thought could be made. I have one of those videos right now.
Oh boy.
I have one of those videos. And I... and we're gonna show it. But before we go into that, I just want to remind you guys that if you've ever wondered how free, how you can access social media, how you can go on the internet, how you can do all of these things without being a slave to the companies stealing your information and profiting off of your actual internet traffic, and also possibly stealing your information, handing it over to the feds, etc. Well, that, maybe that's just me that gets my information stolen, hand over the feds. But if you're that kind of person, you're like, how do I actually protect myself online? Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is a way to protect yourself on your phone, on your computers. It's called a VPN. And it's not just a VPN. This is called ExpressVPN, and it is the best VPN on the market. What this does is this encrypts your data on something called Trusted Server. And this bounces your information around the world and protects you, not just by keeping your information safe, but also, this is really cool. You hate how the tech companies are making all this money. How do you think they make the money? It's by selling your information to people who hate you, actually.
Generally.
And so if you don't want them to sell your information to people who hate you, then you better have a VPN, which is why if you go to expressvpn.com/offensive, that's O-F-F-E-N-S-I-V-E, you can find out to get 3 months free of a year subscription, which is amazing. It's not even very expensive. And this is a way to protect yourself, to protect your kids, to protect your spouse, because guys, you do not want to give your information to people who want to attack you. Savannah knows about this.
Okay, so actually, I used our coupon code yesterday because I've been wanting to get a VPN. And I went to expressvpn.com and I actually didn't realize that with our coupon code, we actually get so much more of a discount if you use this. So I used this myself yesterday. I would highly recommend it for everyone.
Yeah, genuinely. And also, just so you know, a lot of VPNs slow down your phone. So that's the last thing, is the reason why we use expressvpn.com/offensive here is because this one doesn't actually slow down your phone or your devices. So please go to expressvpn.com/offensive and be like Savannah and be wise. Protect your information. Check it out today. Okay, so we were talking about how, like, with the COVID stuff, the abuse on the kids is weird. I found like a right-wing weird video.
Okay. These are always good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just play it. Just, yeah. Can you just play the Jesus video?
Let's just play it.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
So, can you just track us through this video of what's happening for our blind viewers? What's going on?
Is that a COVID?
It's a like
COVID.
A giant devil COVID.
It's a devil. It's a demonic COVID molecule. I mean, it's not a molecule, but I don't know what it is. I think it's like.
And like everyone's bowing down to it. We got a cop who bowed down. We got a nurse who bowed down.
I like the music too.
Yeah, and there's like a woman with a hammer. And she like bows. Like,
yeah.
he's got gloves. And the best part of this video is how unnecessarily long it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just skip through a
look
minute.
At this.
Ready?
Wait, go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Can you go back? What did you notice that? Pause that real fast. Can you pause that video?
Oh, who's
did you see
up
that there
it?
Was like that in the back there's like Dragon Ball Z characters?
Yeah, Vegeta.
And,
yeah.
And like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this. And
unlicensed. Yeah, like unlicensed. It's the Incredible Hank.
Okay. Not, yeah. Keep going. So now this is for like apparently for like a children's ministry. And so the fact that someone took time to make this is actually remarkable. But
yeah.
So then there's this like kid that you don't know his race. He's like gray.
Yeah.
He's just sick.
He's an NPC.
He has COVID.
Yeah.
You got COVID gray skin. And he's looking up at COVID, devil COVID. I want you to track us, Jerry. Please track us through the rest of this video. Watch. Tell us right. What's going on here.
Well, he's looking for help. He's looking to the skies how he can defeat COVID. And what is the solution it is offered? Oh, now he's kneeled, not to COVID.
You like how COVID smiles?
Yeah.
The jumps.
COVID's
the jump
been smiling the whole time. Whoa, turn it up, Jesus! Turn it up. Get him! Oh, no!
I know.
Why is he on fire?
I don't know, but the devil COVID's like.
Oh, no. Oh. What the?
Yeah, this is where you get a curse, huh? What? And you like it like they don't have like the
and
graphics.
Then he just like sinks into the cement.
They don't have like graphics to render him like melting.
Yeah. Because
they're probably running on like a Core i5. You know, they've rendered this out.
So they're just dropping him into the ground. Yeah, there he goes. Like, back to hell. Oh, that's what he's doing because of the flames. Jesus sent COVID to hell. Yes.
We literally just made this account famous. That's the account right there.
Yeah.
Caminos. Dot fade. You can find that hair as like say humiliahar. Okay.
I love it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but can I just agree that COVID's made everyone insane?
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, I do. I'm enjoying this animation though, and it's very
it's
cool.
It's really the music that brings it all together though. It's the music, man.
Yeah. Oh.
So good.
It's so
I'm saying if you're watching this on podcast, it is so worth it to go to YouTube. You it really is so worth it to go to YouTube.
You are so confused. This is a really confusing episode if you're listening to the show. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I just saw the devil horns. I didn't see the devil horns on the spore. Oh, now they're gone. Oh, see. Oh, no, they're there.
Can I just say, I told Savannah for this episode, I'm like, we're going to try to stay on topic, but there's no way it's going to happen with Jeremy.
No
like,
we're and now we're talking about sending demonic COVIDs to hell. So that's where we're at.
This is what you get. This is what you get. This is a reminder, guys, that Jeremy has a really great YouTube channel, too.
Mm.
Can you tell him where to follow you, what you're doing?
Yeah, well, you can find me on YouTube at The Quarterings, a channel where I cover like pop culture.
Link in bio.
Link in, oh, okay. Thank you for that. Yeah, and then Midwestly is my channel where I cover more like hard political stuff and, you know, Twitter.
And it's good.
Wow.
Make sure you tell people that.
It's like, okay.
Jeremy's like, I mean, it's mediocre. I mean, you could, if you want to. No, it's really good stuff. Go to The Quartering if you want more culture, some with some political slant. Mm. If you want straight hardcore politics, go to Midwestly. Check out the links. Also follow him on social media. He's a bit of a riot on Twitter as well. Make sure you do support him, guys. Slightly Offensive Backers. Show Jeremy some love. but I want to explain this. I think I have an article here. Let me see if I have this. No, I don't have it open. But when we're talking about the abuse of children and we're talking about what's actually been happening to these kids and what they've actually been doing to this is. I really get upset because you see the way that children beyond just COVID have been. I need to be very careful how I word this because someone's going to clip this out and try to beat them. But the culture has become okay with the idea of children having like an expressed sexuality. Mm. And that not only just like creeps me out, where like some sort of lefty on YouTube would be like, that's because it's just, you know, you're conditioned to think it's taboo.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I know kids are weird.
Get woke, Elijah.
Yeah, I know kids do weird stuff. Mm. I know we're humans. I know, Freud has his own ideas of what happened to children. But when I see, I believe that in our culture, sort of becoming okay and comfortable with the sexual expression in youth, children, is a sign of our decline. And I believe it's child abuse. That in a culture that we would sort of promote this. Check this out. Like, this is a real article that's like, oh, son creates sexy OnlyFans account for his mom and he wants a cut. And it's like, mother's little helper. I mean, I know he's 19, but I'm saying this is like her son, right? She raised him. And it's like mothers and sons should not be having this discussion about like who they're having sex with and stuff. I don't think it's just inappropriate. I don't know what you think, but like, I'm not going to talk to my mom and like, finding out about her sex life. Like, I think that's just weird.
Well, for me, it's really just kind of gross. I don't really want to think about my mom like getting down, but the idea that parents as friends has become this thing where, you know, parents and they're through social media, they want to be friends with their kids. It's really easy to be, you know, there's a reason that kids have a lot of friends. Because they're easy to make and they only have one set of parents, and parents should be, you know, a guiding light and supportive of their children. But, you know, I'm not exactly sure how running your mom's OnlyFans is constructive or a good thing. I'm not sure.
Well, let's see what happened here. Do you know who wrote this? What a troll. Mother's little helper. Mother's little helper helped her go nude for some loot. Like, you know, somebody who's writing this is totally trolling the internet by writing this. They're just like,
yeah.
Leonardo Hathaway, 19, is going viral since launching an OnlyFans account for his bosomy mom. Mm. Is that the right? Has anyone pronounced that
right?
Yeah. I guess so.
Bosomy mom, Lucine Duarte. But Hathaway swears there's no Oedipus complex involved here. Just a loyal son returning the support of his mommy dearest. Dude, this is such a troll, but this is a New York Post.
It's right. They're writing. Yeah, there's no Oedipus complex, but we're going to heavily imply there is.
Yeah. We have an incredible relationship between another and a mother and child, said Hathaway, who works as a male model in London. According to the Daily Star, Hathaway has posed without clothes for men's magazines before, but now the teen is backing his mom as she snaps sexy shots for strangers on the adult subscription site. I have to support her choices just as she supports mine. Duarte, a Brazilian Playboy pinup and former Miss Bum Bum world winner. What the? I'm feeling. Do you ever read something that's making you uncomfortable the further you get in?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to our
Keep
audience.
Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. A world winner with over 934,000 Instagram followers. Wow.
That's legit.
Stands to make a fortune from flaunting her full figure for a paying public like so many moms have since the onset of the pandemic. And we have, okay, so she is a bosomy woman.
Mm, yes.
That's a mom with a 19-year-old son?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we're just going to keep scrolling. Okay. Mm. This just became like a non-child-friendly show from the start of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
an uncomfortable show for me to produce. It says, and for laying the foundation for his mom's OnlyFans windfall, Hathaway will reportedly be helping himself to a handsome handful. Dude, they are trying. They are.
Yeah, a handsome handful. Come on.
A handsome handful of her hard-earned income.
Come on.
When asked if I support her, I always this is so uncomfortable. I feel like I'm like watching a nude scene with my parents. You know, like if like you're like watching a movie and like something comes on, it's like everyone look like, okay. So this is that moment. When asked if I support her, I always ask back, why shouldn't I? But Hathaway isn't the only kid to lend a helping hand in showcasing their yummy mummy's moneymaker.
I hate this.
Wait till the next paragraph.
Atomic Kitten singer turned OnlyFans star Carrie Kitana revealed that her 13-year-old daughter, Heidi, serves as her photographer for most of her saucy cyber shares. So is this the mom and her son?
Yes.
Okay.
That picture alone. Like, come on. They're hooking up.
I just want to bring this in here. This is not actually funny. This is like the disturbing funny where you can't believe that
we're
here.
It's so sad that it's funny.
It's the clown pill.
Yeah.
It's the clown pill where you have to laugh at the black pill, which the black pill becomes the clown pill.
Yeah.
But when you look at this is what you said about like the friendship complex with children. Like something is wrong here when parents and their children think that like there should be this sort of like sexual homogeny, this friendship, this like openness. Like it's Jeremy. If I'm like, yo, even as friends, if I'm like, yo, would you shoot my nude pictures? You'd be like, no, bro, that's really weird.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Well, I probably would, but I mean, but like, yeah, I think the whole, even since really the lockdown started, I don't think, I want to be clear, like do what you want with your body and your money. And that's cool. But like, I've never understood OnlyFans, and I feel like in 10 years, there's going to be a lot of women that really regret it. And because these pictures are forever. And when your kid goes to school and their friends find them, and they will, and they're printing them out and putting them on your kid's locker and all that stuff. It's like, it's such a short-term solution with long-term, potentially bad outcomes. And when your daughter's shooting it, is that okay for a 13-year-old?
That's the 13-year-old.
What are you teaching a 13? She's going to be pregnant at 15. Like,
no, she'll have like her third abortion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go all the way. I just start with like, she's pregnant. But like, what kind of, this is the problem. Like that parents are not supposed to be their kids' friends. Parents, they're in their 30s and 40s and they've lost the ability to make other adult friends. So they're friends with their kids. And then that's toxic both ways. You lose the ability to guide them and to give them tough love when you're buddies with them. And and you're not setting a great example, like having your 13-year-old daughter. I mean, she's not 10, 5. She knows what her mom's doing.
So let's go to our resident 13-year-old, Savannah. Mm.
Thank you for that.
I mean, realistically speaking, like as somebody who has maternal instincts and somebody who wants to get married one day, a lot of guys are in the chat going, oh, she does. As somebody who wants to get married, somebody who wants to be a wife, somebody who doesn't have a ring on their finger. I know, or I'm really the whole Savannah simp crew. We don't allow simps on here. Man up. Someone just ask her out already. Okay.
She's available.
Yeah, she is available.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how this turned into
but I was going to say, I'm just doing a sales pitch for you.
Yeah. For real.
No, but like as a woman, you're a grown woman.
Please speak for all women too.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the nature of having, I want to read you this quote that says,
read it for us.
This is the mom and her daughter. And it says, as I say to the children, what's the difference between me getting I don't know what that means, but papped
photographed.
Papped topless on a beach or going topless on a site I'm in control of. The question is not a matter of whether or not you can show your tits.
No.
It's a question of, do you feel like as a mother, what's the level of appropriateness of like your kids taking pictures of you sexually? Is that sexual abuse? I mean, like, does it not only make you uncomfortable? Like, what do you feel about that?
I would say that it is sexual abuse in the sense that why are you exposing your children to that? Because it's one thing to see your mom naked. Like, we've all showered with our moms or dads when we were little kids. But it's another thing completely to have your parent, you know, in these sexual positions doing something that's obviously sexual that they're putting out to other people for sexual reasons. And to subject your child to that is absolutely disgusting. And I don't understand the mindset of this is okay. And again, too, you know, we've seen how the left likes to destroy the nuclear family. You know, we've seen what feminism has done to women. And this is the result of it. We're just straight up abusing our children at this point. And that's why we have teen pregnancies nowadays. That's why we have this mentality that it's okay to be over-sexualized, especially when it comes to children, because this is the type of behavior that is now okay in our society. It's absolutely it's disgusting to me. It really is.
I know, because I was watching Sav while we were talking about this. Just like, be like, every time we read another article, like another.
I was like, stop scrolling, please,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it's also too, like, this also brings up the idea of like the broken families and where a lot of this stems from. Because if you're there's got to be no dad in this
for
relationship.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Because no dad is going to be like, you know, he's going to be providing for his family, but since he's not providing, a woman is going to try to provide for herself. Let's just face it. And I'm saying this, not all women, but most women really do not want to work. And I'm telling you, this is not an untruthful thing. Women, even when it's proven, like when they choose a job, they'll choose a job with less money if like it's closer to home.
And can I jump in on this too, Elijah? Because yeah. As someone who was formerly like,
she's
oh yeah, like my,
it.
Yeah, yeah, my yeah. career is so important to me. I'm at 24 years old now. And I'm like, cool. I provided for myself. I did the whole career thing for a good 2-3 years. I'm over it. I'm done with it. I'd love to go and just be able to be taken care of.
Post your phone number.
Yeah.
We start with a 7-figure men. We start with 7 figures.
Minimum. Yeah.
We start with 7 figures and we work our way down.
She needs a W-2 from 2021.
I'm a conservative. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Do you like how she specifically stated provided for? Like, yeah. It wasn't even like,
she doesn't want. Yeah.
It's
right.
Like, it was like, I want a nice looking man. It was like, I want to be provided for. Mm. And that's what I mean with women.
What kind of budget are we talking about? Yeah. Can we get into this here? Like, yeah. What kind of clothes?
He's got to make double what I'm making. And Elijah pays me pretty okay. So good luck, boys.
Just okay.
It is just okay. Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little brown Asian woman in an overly heated room right now. Well, so essentially a sweatshop, but it is what it is.
We are a demonetized YouTube channel. So there's only so much money to go around.
It's really
so
charity.
True. So true.
Yeah.
It's like we GoFundMe for her paycheck every month. Yeah. And if we hit the threshold, she gets her rent paid.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like every month, it's like help Savannah pay her rent. But every month it's a new one.
Please help.
No, but like, on that side note, like I want to get into this with the families and like the child abuse. Like a lot of what I'm seeing in the culture is because of like the breakdown of the family, the way that the state and all these people can enforce this on children is because there aren't strong men, there aren't strong families. Because what could really stop all this is just men saying, no, we don't do that here.
Yeah, I think that I'm all for like empowerment and people doing what they want to do, 100%. I would never say that OnlyFans shouldn't exist, but I do feel like men have been criticized for trying to maintain the traditional gender roles. This is stigmatized now. And I think that in my experience, well, if you go back, like women were happier in the 50s, right? When it was like a single income home and feminism happened and they all thought they had to go get a job and now they've never been more unhappy. And I think that people refuse to look at those actual statistics and say, and you know, if you're a man and you're like, nah, dog, my wife's not doing OnlyFans. You're like a chauvinist or you're like, you're a part of the patriarchy holding down your wife. I don't think it's unreasonable to be like, yo, like, I like your boobs, but like, they're not for everyone else. Like, I don't think that's a radical take.
So I didn't realize we had a sexist in the room.
I know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you a monogamous chauvinist? Yeah. Do you believe in respecting women? Jeez.
Do you hate women? What do you mean you don't want us to get naked and objectify ourselves?
Yeah, right.
What do you think this
is? The audacity.
2015?
I will not be attacked by you two.
But it's like that's such a 2015 take. It's like within 5 years, we've divulged so
far. It's so milquetoast. And it's like, you're like, you know, hey, I would like my wife to not work. I'm not saying I'm not allowing it. I'm saying I worked extra hard so that I can create that situation. And like, what's wrong with that?
Right. And it's like, I tell people that it's like, you know, and that's the thing too. It's like, we have very traditional roles in my house and I don't have any kids yet. But we have very traditional gender roles. And I like, my wife always says this, she goes, you know, a lot of women will talk down to me and like, be like, oh, how cute, you're a housewife. And she's like, girl, I'm the one who, I wake up, I go to my gym class, I like clean.
I'm living the dream.
I go on a walk with my dog.
Kez has it made. Me and Sydney see Kez and we're like, cool. Did you have a good day? We had to work.
Yeah. I stop over and I'm like, she's still in her pajamas at like 4 o'clock. I'm like, man.
Yeah. It's like.
She's living the dream, man.
What a great life. But what a great life. She goes, I don't know why he'll talk about this. Like as if like I'm in some like terrible hierarchy where like my husband's chaining me down.
On your thumb.
She's like, I've been freed. I'm retired at 25 years old. Like I got to retire. And so that's kind of cool and just do what I want, which is take care of my home, gonna raise some kids, love my husband. And that's like, that is not even respected. And then it's like, oh, cool. I want to hear what really is cool. This 13-year-old takes a picture of her mom's boobs for OnlyFans. And you're like, no, that's disgusting. Mm. Why don't we make being trad cool again and actually like encourage the family structure, encourage people and stop abusing children, bring strong men into the homes, strong women into the homes, and keep that structure. I happen to believe in the biblical structure where the man is over the woman. I think he has authority in the family. People think that's outdated. If you do, who cares? You do you. I didn't make my wife marry me.
Yeah.
We live on our own marriage. It's voluntary.
Right. I think that the traditional couple will be and already is making a comeback, though. I do think that a lot of these third wave feminism women are like in their mid 30s now and they're like alone and the clock is ticking and they're like, what have I been doing? Like all my friends are married now, and they're having their first couple of kids and I still have like half my head shaved and like I'm hanging out by myself and everyone hates me. And they're coming to this realization, like, oh man, you know, like maybe I was lied to. Maybe,
Jeremy, have you seen those articles of the women who are like, I froze my eggs 20 years ago and then they all died and now I have no one and I'm completely alone and no one wants to marry me. And it's like, kind of did that to yourself. And it is sad to see, but it's like, those are real things that are happening and it's just sad.
I'm the CEO of a company, though.
Yeah, it's like, cool. Yeah. Nice eggs, chick. But honestly, so speaking of that, I want to talk to you guys about something before we get into this next segment that's really important. Obviously, we are talking about our mutual love, all of our mutual love for firearms. Mm. But also, we know firearms are a last form of self-defense. There's a lot of other less than lethal or whatever they're calling them now, ways to protect yourself. Mm. And this is why I got to talk to you guys about something amazing called Personal Defense Network. So check this out. If you're like me, I'm from LA. My dad wasn't like a tactical guy. I didn't know a lot of what was going on. And I'm like getting into that now. I want to protect my wife. I want my wife to be able to protect herself. And I'm like, I don't have a ton of time to just like go off to a farm and get trained in like post-apocalyptic thing. So like, I'm like, I have a question. I'm like, okay, I want to know if I'm in a close quarter situation, how do I deal with my new handgun? Like, what do I do with it? What's the best way to take it out? What do I do if someone tries to disarm me? How do I disarm somebody else with their handgun? These are the kind of questions I wonder for self-defense. So I'm like, is there somebody out there that creates in-depth courses, not like YouTube, like here's how you disarm someone, but someone who really gets into the meat and explains to you how to be a better defender and how to take your life into control. Mm. Yes. Okay. So if you go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive, this is amazing. This is in-depth training on basically anything you can use for self-defense. And it's not like, this is not like, oh, these are veterans. These are people with years and years and years of experience. And it's not just like for civilians, like police, military, all these people use their videos to train. And I'm not even joking. And they've been helping so many people to actually learn real world tactical defense scenarios. And I use them too. And so this is what's really cool, guys. This is what's actually kind of amazing. So they usually have a membership that's $69, which is like already cheap. But guess what? For listeners of the show, if you sign up right now at myrightsmyhome.com/offensive, $3 for the membership.
How could you not sign up?
It's like $3.
There's so much to know about defending yourself, especially in your own home, that you don't learn in, like, let's say in some states you take a CCW course. Mm-hmm. My state is called CCW, concealed carry, things like that. You need to at least take some time to educate yourself on how to use your weapon. Like close quarters is a big deal. Understanding, you know, things that you said. So yeah, I feel like $3 probably.
MyRightsMyHome.com/offensive. Like just go do it.
That's the price
not?
Of one 45 caliber round right now, basically. You can get an education.
I know. Anyway, check it out. They're actually amazing. I have a membership as well. And it was $3. So yeah. Like, why wouldn't you go do that? All right. So let's move into this. So we're talking about men. There's a controversial video that came up and there's a lot of debate over this. And I want to break it down with you. If we can go to video 11, You don't need to play the sound. But a lot of people had a disagreement about this video and its relation to men in America. Mm. There's this video of a couple walking into Disneyland, which opened for the first time, wearing masks. And the man is crying. He could just be like an emotional homosexual man, which would be fine. And I'm like, that's why people like take that argument, like, oh, he's gay. It's like, okay, who cares if he was like,
yeah, right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Maybe he's just an emotional gay guy. Okay. So I'm not, I don't know, but there was a good, interesting conversation brought up of like on both sides of this argument, right? Why is a man crying about entering into an amusement park? And then the liberals say, oh, well, don't you know, like we're in this pandemic and this is like an attachment and like this is a big moment. But then I'm like, why does a man think that we're actually in what they're saying we're in?
Yeah. And why is he so attached to a theme park?
A corporation.
Yeah. Who makes most of their products in China and supports China. And, you know, there's a very simple research, you know, imagine supporting Disney, period, at this point.
Jeremy
know?
Hambly, the quartering.
Yeah.
Imagine. Yeah, who like removes black people from their movie posters to appease the Chinese's mutual hatred for black people. Which, right. By the way, no one knows that Chinese people hate black people in general.
Yeah. I mean, Disney made Chadwick Boseman wear his mask in the Black Panther movie poster for China because they didn't want them to see that he's black. They did this with John Boyega, removed him, shrunk him down on the Star Wars poster. So imagine giving them money. Like it's baffling to me.
You know, like McDonald's, by the way, also in China was like banning black people for a while.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
There's a lot of issues between even the United States between Asians and black people, but reversed. Like there's been a lot of hate crime attacks recently been coming up, and it's crazy.
They only get covered if it's politically expedient,
right?
Though.
If it's the Proud Boys,
yeah. With zero
hate crimes against Asians,
yeah.
And it's like I tell Savannah, be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
If you mess up this show, we're gonna have a neck. We're gonna have a hate crime in here.
Yeah, Elijah just has a Proud Boy on lock that he threatens me with in case I mess up.
I'm like, you've seen the news recently.
do you want me to do that too?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, please.
Get it right. Yeah. Get it right the first time.
But if I do a good job, he'll bring me bowls of rice, so it balances out.
I thought that soy packets too. That was nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is why we're ever wondering like, how did this channel get demonetized?
I don't know.
You know what's so sad? I think we were talking about this on your channel, by the way, which again, if you're remembering, please sign up, not sign up, but like visit his social media and subscribe to his channel. But you know, it's also important to realize that like this show is actually just totally in jest. We talk about serious topics, but clearly things are humorous, and the level of what's changed on YouTube to what's acceptable, the bar just keeps moving. Mm. And so like we used to not be considered an offensive show. That's what we're called, slightly offensive. It was more just like a little tit for tat. We're just having a little fun. And now we're like, Susan Wojcicki basically called us Nazis on the stage when she was like, she goes, yeah, you know, my son was watching Ben Shapiro videos as if it's like a hot take. Like, oh.
Ooh, yeah, he's understanding.
Like, it's like, oh. It's like, oh, my other son was like putting a dildo up his butt. It's like, oh, that's normal. But Ben Shapiro videos.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. And she goes, and then he goes down the rabbit hole, which was you. He's going like around there, like Midwestly. Quartering is up there, like above Ben. Mm. And then they go to Ben Shapiro. And then she's like, then they go to Jordan Peterson. And then they're at neo-Nazi channels. And I was like, well, we're always recommended that, like, we are. She just literally called. She just took every right wing channel that's a little more right than Jordan Peterson and called us neo Nazis on a stage, unapologetically. That's the CEO of YouTube, and I'm just going. Since when did like condemning children taking pictures of their mother's breasts become a Nazi take? That's weird.
2007, I think, roughly. Yeah, I think that they. It's weird that I don't really consider myself like traditionally conservative. I feel like my positions haven't really moved, but the Overton window has shifted so much that now I'm like, definitely would be considered, you know, center right at minimum. But I worry about how they lump anything who's like anybody who's like traditionally conservative, and then they water them down by saying, oh, they're neo-Nazis. Like, no, they're actually not. And like, so these dudes who shave their heads and wear leather boots and are like at punk shows and stuff like that, they're actually neo-Nazis. These other people are just people with opinions that you don't like. And if Susan could, she would ban anybody who's right wing, almost certainly off YouTube.
It just could end up being like a Supreme Court issue.
Yeah.
Because like you have to have an actual take. And that's what people always ask. Why don't you put this person on or put this person on? Bro, to the background of people who work and have a big platform on YouTube, you would be surprised at the amount of policing that you don't know that they're doing to us.
Yeah.
That, like, if we put certain people on, they will delete our entire channels. And you can think of probably who those names are. But there are certain people that, like, we don't blacklist, they blacklist.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, cool. Want me to have one guest on one time to get my entire channel deleted? Sorry, but I'm just not going to do that. And you're like, isn't that joining in censorship? You're like, I hate this too, but if Ted Cruz isn't even doing anything, you...
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, Steven Crowder can't even... Like, people ask what I think about censorship and stuff. It's like, I'm black-pilled on it. I don't... Besides breaking up these companies, it's like, the fact is like, they're pushing, you know, like, basically, like, Twitter allows essentially like child pornography and these things to just like roam rampant and free on
not
Twitter.
Not essentially, actual.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to like, well, I'm glad you said it. I didn't want to like get a lawsuit, but I was like, but it's like they allow that.
They're being sued by somebody who had their pictures when they were a young person and on Twitter. That person is a victim and they're currently in litigation with Twitter over it because Twitter refused to take down the images even after that person.
Really?
Yeah. So the person proved who they're like, you have to prove this is you. So they proved that it was you. And then Twitter decided against him. So I think it's a boy, it's an ongoing lawsuit right now. This isn't like a random thing. And it was obviously, he had been blackmailed when he was young and taking spicy photos of himself and they were all over Twitter and they refused to take it down. Now they're getting
sued. And that's just so sad.
It's like, dude, just take it down. Why is this photo even up here?
Like, yeah, like if I just said like, even if I'm an adult and I'm like, hey, there's a picture of my genitals online, Twitter, could you please remove this?
Yeah.
I would picture like somebody be like, it's funny. They'll be like, I don't know. And then it's like, and then it's like misgender somebody, permanently suspend, delete their, Asian girl who's a journalist who got retweeted by the president, but once, you know, worked at InfoWars. Oh, delete.
Yeah.
Delete her for no reason because we can't have somebody who once produced on a network that we disagree with one of their hosts.
No.
Oops. Better not have that. Mm. But, Savannah, you want to take a picture of your boobies and have your kid take it? Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, but child porn, that's okay. But real journalism, no. No, can't have that.
Yeah. Actually, could you provide another photograph of your scrotum so that we can compare them?
Yeah.
Because we're not really sure.
We're not
sure.
Really sure. How do we know that's you? Because, you know, you're an adult now and we can't really compare the two because you've grown up. And it's like, that's my point about all this with the child abuse is it's like, I feel like the real problems in this country are completely being overlooked while their fake problems are being amplified. Like right now, if you speak to a lot of Democrats, including my family member, which I know and I've spoken to, a lot of them think like a pervading threat in this country is like white supremacy. And the administration, the Biden administration says that like the greatest threat is white supremacy. And it's like, I could think of a few things that are a bigger deal right now. Like I was just speaking to Yako, do you know Yako Boyans is?
Mm-mm.
He like runs a massive human trafficking, like anti-human trafficking, like
good
organization.
Good thing you put anti in front of that outside.
Anti-human
way.
Trafficking.
Yeah.
And you know, he told me, he said, he was talking to me and was saying that how he had like regular meetings with like the Trump administration and previous administrations on like tackling these things. The Biden administration cut off communication.
Didn't they just find a house with 90 people?
Yeah, but they cut off
it?
Communication with these groups that are fighting human trafficking and working with agencies to like stop human traffickers. The Biden administration stopped communicating with them. And he said, it's the worst. He was telling me, he goes, it's the worst year, man, for children and stuff. He goes, it is so bad right now. We haven't seen it like this. And the what is going on down there? And the administration is, and I'm not putting words in his mouth, but he was saying like, but by them cutting off communication, I'm saying that's them covering it up. Like they're allowing that and they're like
actively ignoring it.
Yeah. Like white supremacy is the issue. It's like, bro, kids are being sex trafficked and adults at a higher rate than we've seen in recent modern history. And you're pretending like Proud Boys is what we shall be scared of.
Well, my flight down here was delayed by 2 hours because Kamala Harris was visiting Milwaukee. I don't know if she's been to the border, but she
hasn't. I don't think she has.
So she had time to go to Milwaukee and like glad hand people. It's probably about the same flight to go down to the border and just take a look. But they're not interested in that.
I mean, I've been to Milwaukee recently, and I'm not trying to be rude to people who live there, but maybe she just got confused and thought it was the border.
It's very close in some areas. Yeah, it's very close in some areas. I love Milwaukee. I love it.
Sorry, Jeremy. Elijah has to insult our guests at least five times per
That's
show.
Fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
No, but it is frustrating that when he came out in the speech and he says it, it's like, how can people not like extract themselves from these situations? When we saw all the Stop Asian Hate stuff, it was like seemingly out of nowhere, the number one story everywhere, right? Then hundreds of videos start getting, like CCTV videos start trending on Twitter, put out on Twitter of the wrong type of person doing it. And the media's just like, oh, what? I didn't see anything. And so like, how can people look at that and be like, well, do they really care about stopping Asian mm-hmm. hate? Or do they care about, you know, saying white people bad? You know, like it feels like an unreasonable conclusion to make if you're just looking at it from the outside.
Yeah, and I think kind of in conclusion to that, to bring it full circle, because I don't even remember what this episode was about anymore. I think it was about not abusing children. Yeah, Savannah's agreeing. You know, and by the way, I should know what this episode's about because this was such a smooth take, and we just got in here one day.
Yeah.
And that's why the video's out late, because it was so smooth that we just decided we got too relaxed and just put it out. But on top of that, it's like in the culture, and I'm saying about stop abusing children, is like that should be what the culture is uniting behind, rather than like dividing on race. It's like, hey, what are some things we can get behind? Like, hey, let's make sure we're like protecting children, and let's make sure that we're like not sexualizing and exploiting children. Let's make sure we're like stopping human trafficking. And like, these are basic things, and we're not doing that. And that's how you know that the elites hate us, because the things that could actually help us and make our nation stronger are being blinded and actually exploited it even further. And then they're using these other things that are boogeymen, like white supremacy, and they're putting that at the center.
Yeah, it feels like that shouldn't be a political thing, like making sure our kids are okay. You know, protecting the most innocent of us should not be a political thing, yet it is. And that's really sad. And that means nothing's ever going to get done. Once something gets politicized, then it's deadlocked forever. And if we can't agree on these very simple tenets that like, maybe a 12-year-old, 13-year-old taking pictures of her mom's boobs to sell on the internet is probably not a good thing. Like, that shouldn't be a spicy take, but it is. And it does make you kind of get blackpilled a little bit on saving things.
Yeah, and let us know your thoughts below, you guys. Also, a reminder, as we wrap things up, please follow Jeremy Hambly. That was a pretty somber ending. but follow Jeremy Hambly, The Quartering, and Mid Wesley. You can find links to his channel. You can also remember, too, that you can also find us on social media. You guys always ask me, are you on social media in the comments? We all are, and the links are always in the description. So find him. Follow Jeremy. Please show him some love. Give him that love that he deserves and needs. I want to remind you, though, again, if you get this far, we always tell people, if you get this far, which is like an hour in, we hope you like the show, because do you agree? Like, if you listen to an hour of a show you don't like, you got to rethink things.
Well, there's only so much time. Time is limited. And if you're spending it on the show, I think, you know, I speak for Elijah and Safira. I think everyone here really appreciates it, and they're glad that you chose to spend an hour with us.
Yeah. And so if that's you, so you probably like it and you haven't left a review yet on Apple Podcasts, please click the link below. Leave us a 5-star review. It really helps us out more than you understand. And also, you might get your review read online, which we have two today.
Ooh.
Check this out from Brent Wears Crocs. Awesome. My wife would love you. Says, nicely toasted on both sides. What? The energy and jokes are spot on, lads. Appreciate how based you are, dude. If this show was toast, it would be golden brown and warm and full of love. I don't know what that means. It makes me a little uncomfortable, but I also like it, too.
I kind of want some toast now.
Yeah.
Lightly
I think it's
brown.
Like the bread and butter.
Oh, yeah.
I feel toasty. Mm. Also, coming down here, JP the Soulless Ginger.
Oh, sorry to hear that. About the red hair, not about the soul part.
Says, watched you guys when we were stationed in Germany. That's cool. Oh. We just moved to Texas and still listen with enthusiasm. Love you guys. Well, I'm glad you left the head of the world over there that's currently running things. Actually, truly.
Thank you for your service, too.
Yeah, thank you for your service. I'm assuming, unless they were like
stationed, right?
Yeah, I think so. So thank you for your service and also never forget. That's a true statement. We really appreciate it. Also remember, guys, too, that if you're a regular viewer of the show, that obviously you've seen we've gotten videos taken down recently. There's been issues. We might not be up forever. Make sure to support us at blazetv.com/Elijah to help fight censorship. It's blazetv.com/Elijah. This is not just a YouTube show. This is also a like TV show and stuff, too. That's where we're on a lot of platforms. So please continue to support us. Anyway, thank you so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive with me, Elijah Schaefer, top 17 host. This is the best worst show on Blaze TV. We always have, frozen confetti.
Yeah.
Make sure to support Jeremy. Make sure you can also find Sav and support her online. Show her channel some love too. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.